I just got stuck in a bogey train.
Start over now?
No. We just missed the first couple seconds there. It's still live, but I still needed to record the audio. I'm just glad I thought of it when I did. Anyways, we have Drew on Masters preview. Pick up where we left off.
Yeah, I mean, the golf is great. We finally got a tournament where all the best players in the world can stop worrying about this fractured, golf landscape for 1 week and focus on our favorite tournament of the year.
Speak for yourself. My favorite tournament of the year is actually the Valspar.
The Valspy. People love the Valspy.
Before I had to so rudely cut you off, what were you in amazement that he's with Moundsview, or what was that conversation?
Maybe I'm more amazed that he's a golf coach, but
okay. I'm offended by that.
you're at Moundsview. You're coaching Moundsview now.
I'm on the coaching staff at Moundsview. Yeah.
You know that I'm a Mustang.
I think I talked about that with the coaches at one point. Cause were you, how was Adam Schmidt your head coach?
No, he was like right after me.
Okay.
But I know who he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the correlation here, Noah, you went to the school that Drew is coaching at.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Development squad, cool, baby.
Mustangs. I locked through the practice squad. Yeah.
Yeah. There's 70 kids in the program. It's insane.
Have you guys rebranded to the development squad?
Wait. So, Noah, did you ever play varsity meets in high school?
Yeah.
Oh.
What kind of question is that?
I'm just like, listen, I know. High school golf in Minnesota is a different animal than high school golf in South Dakota. And so when Drew's saying there's 70 players in the program, it's like, six might not.
Well, it's 70 now. Adam has grown it a ton.
That's insane.
Okay. Yeah.
No, okay. That's like, yeah, no, I played. I mean, I started.
Playing I wasn't, like, I wasn't trying to dig you, I was just like
chirping or something. Yeah.
Because no disrespect to Mac. I don't think Mac got a lot better in college.
No, yeah.
So like he wasn't.
Yeah. Until like halfway through my sophomore years when I started playing varsity. But
all right.
70 is insane, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Insane. So it's still, typical 18 on varsity and JV. So there's right now it's kind of trying our best to do tryouts. But of course the weather is not really cooperating so much. So we're kind of trying to mitigate all that. And
back in my day, we tried to keep it to 18 players. So then it was 6 varsity, 6 JV, 6 practice squad.
And it's cool because Adam's not cutting anybody. It's awesome. So it's like we just flood Island Lake out there with just, a ton of kids every day.
That's
great.
Awesome. That's
one of the best practice facilities in the state.
Dude, it's awesome. It's sweet.
I remember it was like my junior year or something. We had an 8th grader try out for the team and he was like nuts. Like second man on varsity. So we were like, we got to keep him. But there's a rule. If you keep an 8th grader, you can't cut anyone on varsity. So that year we had like 30 people, but so we couldn't cut anyone.
Huh? I don't think that rule exists anymore, but yeah,
I don't.
If you keep one 8th grader, you can't cut anybody else on the entire team.
You have to cut you have to cut middle schoolers before you cut high schoolers.
That's just absurd.
But anyway, that's what I'm up to.
Yeah. Good. Nice. Good to hear. Go Mustangs. School Mustangs.
Absolutely.
Noah's legendary around there for shooting like just the coolest 81s, right?
Just on command.
More chirps. What's going on here?
You know what you're going to get.
Is good. Shooting 81 in high school that much of a chirp though?
Nah, probably wouldn't have made varsity, but
It's really a chirp when you shot 81 after being even through 12, the second round of the state tournament, your senior year.
An 84, actually.
With an ace on the
84
in the front nine. Not that we're speaking from experience. I don't know who would ever do such a thing. But
I barely broke 100 my first state tournament round. So
the Mustangs logo is green, right? Green and white are the colors.
Yeah.
What else is green?
Lots of things.
Yeah. I'm thinking of one thing in particular.
I don't know what direction you're going here. You got golf, you got money.
Marijuana.
I feel like he's talking about a jacket.
We're trying to segue into the actual podcast.
I'm just trying to reel us back in.
Okay. Hey, you took us on this fun trip here. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I'll reel us out and reel us back.
Noah, were you playing golf this morning?
I walked a golf course this morning.
Oh,
okay. I walked the park at West Palm Beach.
Ooh, is that where they had the match just not too long ago?
Yeah. Yep.
How sick was it?
Sweet track. Really cool.
Huh? Get some good film.
Yeah, I took like 10 pictures. Got there at sunrise. Pretty sweet. Walked the whole course. We got out like before everyone too. So
you couldn't just sneak like a skeleton set of clubs like under a hoodie and then just like drop a ball and
I should have. But if they would have caught us and made us pay for the round, it would have been like $250. So
worth
wasn't a risk I was really willing to make.
All right. Have you played at all recently?
No, nope, not at all.
No golf. Well, I had the unfortunate, I guess, even though whatever. I attempted to play golf yesterday and I stopped after 9 holes because the wind was the word I described it as was cartoonish. Like you legitimately like couldn't stand still to hit a putt. Like there was one putt that was normal situation would probably, it was like a 6-7 foot putt. It'd be like probably on the left edge, breaking a little bit right. So I pull the putter back and then like the wind tips me over. So I like hit it way out on the toe and then it breaks like a foot left. At that point I was like, what am I doing out here?
I think you're just you're soft. So those are the conditions that make champions.
Like I'm probably more down to play in the wind than 98% of people, but that was like it has to be top 3 windiest I've ever been on a golf course, maybe number 1. It was remarkable.
Because I know I was helping a buddy move yesterday, and it was like just things blowing everywhere. Like there was dirt being blown up into the house as we were moving stuff. It was just it was unbelievable how much it was blowing.
Yeah, there were garbage cans and everything all over our street, and it wasn't even garbage day. So like, I don't know how they got out there. That's neither here nor there. Shot a cool 40. I will not be posting
That's not bad for what's the point of the handicap system if you're just picking and choosing what rounds you want to post?
Because the PCC is a joke, and it was never enforced on any rounds last year. So
last November, your handicap.
Yeah. Well, last November I shot a 69 and I couldn't post that. So
nice. Post it now.
Yeah, literally.
Well, if I post it now, then I will post the 40 from yesterday.
Handicap manipulation.
So Noah's been outside playing golf. Nick, you played yesterday. Drew, have you had any outdoor golf, like actually getting
not to for the a while? I did back in February a couple times, maybe once or twice in March because it got warm enough around here to open up a few times, but haven't lately. Haven't played around with a couple of new clubs I got. So that's kind of the sort of to me that's going to be the kickoff for the year.
Yeah, I've got to watch one ball fly through the air. We had outdoor practice on Friday and I brought a wedge with me and I ended up hitting one ball. Was it? So
there you go. Maybe I should do that. Just bring a club out to practice.
It was pure, except it was, I mean, it was a nice 3/4 60-degree that was straight into a 30-mile-an-hour wind. So it went about 60 yards. It.
There you go. You're setting the tone for the year, though. That's good.
I am. Yeah. It's looking at the weather, it looks like it's going to be about 70 next Saturday. So I'm hoping that's going to be the first round.
Is Cattail open yet for sure? Has to be.
They're sounding like Friday is going to be the first day for
play. Really?
Yep. Ooh. Range has been open a couple times, but.
It's tough. We have it tough in this part of the country, especially up there, even farther north of where I'm at.
I mean, if it wasn't for that one blizzard, I think we probably would have been open about 2 weeks ago, but.
Do we have any beefs and beauties for the week, or do we have a Reddit post, or?
I'm going to go beef of the week. And then I do have a Reddit post. My beef of the week is Greg Norman, mainly because as I was preparing for this podcast, I was scrolling through X and I saw this quote, and it says, quote, Taylor Gooch is the best iron player in the game of golf in the past 20 years that I've personally witnessed, end quote, Greg Norman. So Greg Norman must not have watched a whole lot of golf in the past 20 years because, Scottie Scheffler, pretty good iron player.
Yeah. Bummer that he missed out on watching that guy.
Colin Morikawa was a pretty good iron player a couple years ago.
Must have missed
Tiger. I don't know if he watched Tiger in his prime play at all.
Yeah.
Never heard of that guy.
That guy was spectacular.
It's just a bummer that Greg wasn't around to watch those guys.
I know. It's
And you would think he was hanging out with Anthony Kim, considering Anthony Kim is, he said he was vaguely aware or something that Tiger won the Masters. He said he had no idea Brooks Koepka won majors. And it's like, okay, we get it. It's, like, you were off doing who knows what. But I don't know, maybe he and Greg were hanging out together. They were planning this all along if Greg didn't see any of these great iron players.
And it makes you think
maybe Greg himself is running the Live Golf Insider Twitter account with a quote like that. So, all right. What you were gonna? So that's your beef of the week,
Greg. That's Norman? My beef. Yep.
Okay. Do you say you're gonna do a Reddit post after?
Oh yeah, I do. Reddit was pretty dry this week. Not gonna lie. But this is a good discussion topic that I found. So we'll talk about this. It's just simply, what is one piece of golf gear that you would immediately buy again if you lost it? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna exclude golf balls. Because obviously you're going to lose golf balls and you're going to have to buy those again. But one thing that you currently owned or currently own related to golf that if you lost it, it just disappeared, you would instantly have to repurchase.
I got an easy one. Rangefinder. Never a doubt. Got to have a rangefinder.
But are you saying, I'm thinking like that specific... Like, yeah, if I lost my rangefinder, I'd buy a new rangefinder, but would you
purchase that particular
model?
Yeah. Oh, that, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a good question. I don't know.
I know. That's like, which makes me think like I should probably be cultivating a better relationship with the clubs I have in my bag to where like, I don't feel, cover their ears. They're right there. I don't feel like inseparable with any of them.
I do. And
he's going to say it's the putter.
It's 100% the putter.
Really?
That's good.
I would have to. Yeah. Like just that putter is magical. I'd buy another exact same specs, like white and gold, 38 inches, long grip, like everything. It's
problem is I don't think that's available anymore. The white and gold and the, custom. So you better not lose this one.
I think if I were to go a club, it's got to be, I think I'd go my iCross over 3-iron. But I haven't really used it too much. I got it last fall at the end of the year, played a little bit over the winter with it. So don't have a ton of experience with it yet, but I love that club. It's awesome. Yeah. That one right there. Yeah.
Is yours a 3 or a 2?
3. Yep.
What is it, a ping?
Ping. Looks that's sweet. That's the X. I knew it was a winner for me. There was a shot. In Florida, I played it over Thanksgiving, and I was on a roll during this round. I was like 3 under through five. I was on fire, but on this long par four, it was into the wind. It was like 450, duck hooked a drive, and I had like 240 left into the wind. Took the 3 iron out, big high draw, about 12 feet away, and I was like, "This is the club. This is
big
it."
Big fist pump. Big
yeah.
fist pump.
Yeah, I missed the putt, but you know,
made par. That doesn't matter.
I'm surprised how high that club goes.
But can you flight it? I can flight it if I need to.
Oh, like that's yeah. I have like. I used to have the opposite problem that I could hit anything super high if I wanted, but I had trouble flighting it. But now I'm the other way to where like I can hit anything low that I want to. But sometimes it's like getting in the air. That's
yeah. So that's my club. It might change. If I putt as well as I think I might with this new putter, and maybe that'll be it, but I cross over for now.
What'd you get for a putter, Drew?
AI1 Cruiser Jailbird.
Oh,
have you heard of
it? When's that video coming out, by the way? I've been waiting, like refreshing the second.
We had some tech YouTube difficulties. We couldn't record, like it didn't capture the Quintech software on the screen. So we're kind of messing around with how it's going to produce. But I didn't change numbers. It's going to be up there at some point. Just might be a little different. It's not really a true fitting per se.
All right. I'll give it a share once it's out there. Yeah. I've been
Drew. Did you ever think of getting
that video,
a lab golf putter?
Yeah. I was about to say, you ever heard of a lab?
Yeah. I actually 3 weeks ago, I did a live stream. Yeah. Like 45 like minutes.
We'll never know. What did you do?
Yeah.
I cut out.
You froze. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Live stream on our YouTube.
Yeah. About lab putters.
Yeah. Like with the CEO of lab.
With Sam.
Can I get you talked with him? Honest.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick actually.
Can I get your honest thoughts on the lab putters?
I think they're super. Yeah. They're technologically advanced. Like, I think there's a ton of reason to get one. It's a look thing for most players. If you don't like the look, it's not going to work. But
did it feel different when you used it?
I can see why it works. Yeah,
yeah.
Like it feels so much easier for sure than most.
Yeah. A lot of money though.
Jaden had a massive beef last week with he just has. Basically a personal vendetta against lab putters. And can you just give Drew just a short rundown on what your problem is with lab putters?
I think it's a cult, basically. Like everyone is just glazing all over these putters, and it's like calm down.
And then after we had the episode last week, Fire Pit Collective, I think it's like a Matt Janella, like he used to be with Golf Channel. I don't know exactly what it is, but apparently I still follow him on Instagram. So he did like a whole 8-part series on lab putters and why they're changing the game, and people saying don't ever take that out of your bay. Like he interviewed Lucas Glover and Adam Scott, and Adam Scott said this is the putter that can win at Augusta. On his lab putter, like, which I found curious considering he won at Augusta with a Scotty Cameron.
we did learn they're apparently not very sturdy. We saw that this week.
Either that or Jimmy Walker's a unit.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
All the money they put into their R&D team, they took out of their glue budget.
Yeah, the epoxy, they just didn't have anything left over. Yeah. All right, I have a beef of the week, and it's Bryson. I'll be quick with it. Just basically, he had a quote of like how, you know, golf needs to be reunited. Like he said, fans are losing interest. This needs to happen fast. Like, you know, for the sake of the fans, too many people are losing interest, all this stuff. And it's just like, why? Like, this is on you. Like, you are part of the problem. You are why people are losing interest. You are why pro golf is, like, not together. So it's just, like, I don't know. Just found it just classic Bryson to where he's like, you know, I'm going to take my money. But then, like, you know, people are asking him what he thinks should be done to unite the game. He's like, well, that's, you know, that's above me. That's the guys who are in charge. He's like, so it's basically, I'm going to take the money. I'm going to be part of the problem that fractures pro golf. But, like, you guys have to figure it out. And you got to do it really, really quickly, because my exemptions into the majors are going to run out after next year. So, yeah, that Bryson quote was my beef of the week.
Bryson, what are you doing, buddy?
Nobody knows what Bryson's doing. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
I also had a beauty, but my beauty of the week might be the same as someone else's beef. So,
yeah. Is that my, yeah, I guess I'll bring that up. The stupid Live Four Aces uniforms.
Yes.
Those things
are like jerseys.
Yeah. Well, the basketball jerseys.
Did any of you guys see these? This? Did I send it to you guys?
I didn't see it. Bring it up. You should bring it up.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't seen them.
Let's see if I can find it here.
You know, what's the movie, the Will Ferrell movie, Jackie
Moon? Semi-pro. Yeah.
That's totally what
the movie looked like. The Patrick Reed one?
Yeah. Well, it's the whole Four Aces.
I just saw the Patrick Reed one.
Like, what are we doing here?
That's sick.
I can't wait to see these. I can't wait to see them.
I get it's like a Miami-themed thing or what. I don't know, but...
They're playing right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. My guy Brooke shot like an 80 yesterday.
I'm a baby.
Brooke shot 80?
Close. I don't know. He was in contention after day one, and then he said he was like four over yesterday.
I think I sent it to someone on Twitter. Did I send it to you?
You sent it to me somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. Live Golf Nation. I got to find.
Here, I got it. Hold on. Here, Nick, I'll just. I don't actually have. I don't know if I have Noah's contact, but I'm texting you this right now. It's just on the Four Aces Twitter page.
It was retweeted. They just got new uniforms for Miami.
No, it's like they're basketball jerseys.
No. Yeah.
No way.
They literally are basketball jerseys.
Maybe they have a little hoop sesh afterwards.
Nick, look at your phone. Your text.
Oh, yeah, I have it. I'm just trying to bring it up on my
computer. Oh, you're trying to bring it up on the video? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see it.
This is how prepared we are.
You never know what's going to be brought up.
Well, don't tell them. Don't tell the people that.
Hold on, maybe I can
Live Golf Nation.
Come on, dude.
All right, I guess I got to log in. So I got to log into X.
Do you guys actually call it X?
I
like how Jenks, you said I was on X the other day and saw a quote. You know, because you can't use the word tweet if you're calling it X. And what else are you going to say?
Oh, it literally was like a quote. It was a quotation from Greg Norman.
Oh, well, I guess that checks out.
You could say I saw a post, I guess.
So what happens if you withdraw because Cam Smith withdrew this week? How does that affect
us? One of like the reserve players took his spot on the team.
Hmm.
If those reserve guys just go around like every week.
Oh yes.
This Dolphins was my beauty colors? It says the hottest jersey in Miami isn't Tyreek Hill, it's Patrick Reed. I guarantee these are sold out before Captain America tees off on Friday.
Oh, that might be a little bit of a
I like that part of it.
And then Nick Adams, I'd buy one. You see, I shot that alike. That guy's hilarious.
I actually if you want to go with a beef of the like all time, like Nick Adams is right up there with Dylan Fratelli for me.
No, Nick Adams is hilarious.
I don't like Nick Adams.
Nick Adams is the best troll on Twitter.
That's one of the funniest accounts online.
Once you accept that he's only out there to troll people, his entire shtick is trolling. It's the funniest thing.
That now, like that, might make me get on it.
Everything about him is trolling. Oh, it's so funny.
I didn't notice he had a Yingling tweet.
We don't need to go through Nick Adams tweets, but no, I would wear a Patrick Reed jersey. That's hilarious.
Imagine like showing up to Augusta to cheer on Patrick Reed. We were one of those jerseys.
No shirt underneath, just that.
Yeah.
Just like everybody your mind, just picture Patrick Reed shooting a three. Like,
yeah,
it can't be good. And
that was like some early Pat Perez wearing like $5,000 Jordans. Oh yeah. Yes. Jordan's long basketball shorts and that.
But yeah, like at first I was like, this has to be like, this can't be real. There's no way this is a Patrick Reed jersey. But you look in the background there, that looks like a Crushers t-shirt. So like this is actually at the merch tent at Live Miami.
Why is he number 7?
I don't know.
He shot 7 under last year at Augusta. Maybe that's it.
That's how many cheating allegations he's had in the last 12 months.
Boom.
So that was my beauty of the week. Drew might have seen it differently, but I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Hey, they're getting attention, I guess, if that's what they're going for. They've got it.
It's very fitting that the one episode we are streaming live, I've just been eating lunch for the majority of it.
Yeah, that's all right. I took my video off because I kept getting booted.
Got to eat sometime. Did anyone else have a beef or beauty of the week? Oh,
I got a beauty of the week.
All right.
My beauty of the week is Jupiter Donuts, a donut shop in Jupiter, Florida. I've been 2 times and both times they have delivered. And giving me some of the best glazers. First time I got some blueberry donuts with some cream cheese. A little dollop of cream cheese on there. Unbelievable.
All right. Shout out.
I got one left over. Probably going to fire it up after this podcast.
Right. I did have one more beef that'll kind of bring us into the rest of our episode here.
Can I do one more beef quick?
Yeah.
My beef isn't like me personally, but it's somebody else that has a beef with something. That's Tiger having sex. I don't know if you guys saw.
I did see this.
Okay. Was this real? Like,
I'm pretty sure this was.
Was this not like an April Fool's joke? Like I kept seeing like memes about this and I saw where it came from. And I'm like, there's no way that's like a real story, right?
Nah, that's obviously true. He's had to save his calf strength.
He's got to be able to activate the glutes.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to bring that up, you got to give what's the context here.
So there's a story that came out. I'm pretty sure it was on April 1st of Tiger Woods and his preparation for the Masters. All the things he's given up, you know, and all the hard work he's been putting in. And one of the things that he gave up was sexual intercourse to help him get ready and prepare for the Masters. So you got to do what you got to do.
I'm just going to just assume that was a April Fool's parody, but you know, I guess.
Well, he's preparing to.
Got
to
get locked in. You got to get locked in.
Down the first fairway.
I saw the top comment was, by this logic, I have a bunch of buddies who are ready for the Masters.
Or like, yeah, someone said I've been preparing for the Masters for 25 years or something.
That's good.
All right, this is a personal beef for me. This is Gary Player. I don't know if any of you guys saw this quote. And this quote isn't even from recently. Golf Digest just decided to post it in the last week because Masters Week is coming up. So as the timing of it does piss me off, that's more on Golf Digest than it is on Gary Player. It's not like Gary Player was saying it this week, but either way, he said, never mind the Masters. The Open is by far the greatest tournament on the planet. I rate the Open at 1, the US Open 2, the PGA 3, and Augusta 4. So I, at this point, just hope Gary Player gets canceled for that comment.
I mean, I could get behind saying the Open is like number one, but putting the Masters at four is criminal.
This kind of goes with one of my other beefs of like just what we do these days. It's just like we always have the desire to rank things. It's like, why can't these things just be great on their own? Like, why do we have to rank them?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know what? You know what? You know what, Gary? If this is really what you think, like, we don't need you for that ceremonial first tee shot anymore. I mean, we could have Ben Crenshaw do it. We could have Bernhard Langer do it. Like,
yeah, I'll do
it.
We don't need
Gary around. We might as well ban him just like we banned his son from Augusta. So saw that and I was like,
Gary's still doing that tee shot?
Oh yeah.
I think so. I think it's him, Jack, and Tom Watson right now.
Tom Watson. Well, it's not Arnold Palmer. I can tell you that. Well, rest in peace.
That's true. So I say we move on from Gary and have good old gentle Ben do it.
I got one more thing here, Nick. I see in the document it says apology from last week.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this too. No, it's you know, obviously in the moment a lot of things that you don't think of. We were talking about par threes. I just wanted to apologize to one of my favorite courses in the world, Marion, that I didn't nominate or even honorable mention. They say that I didn't honorable mention any of the par threes at Marion, especially 13. So
I also have an apology from last week, and that comes in the name of one of the golf courses. So it turns out one of the courses we were mispronouncing the entire time. It's not Lofoten. It is Lofoten.
No, dude. Nope.
Yeah, but we speak English.
Yeah. So I learned that because it was on an episode of Adventures in Golf. It was the next episode I watched after we recorded. And also it is in the Arctic Circle, so there is times where you do play for 24 hours a day.
Wow. You just never leave.
Help to do a full episode on Marion sometime in the future.
Maybe that's what our podcast should be, is we just break down golf courses rather than talk golf news.
That's literally what I texted you guys both yesterday. Okay. I would say we could devote like 10 or 15 seconds to the Valero Texas Open.
Well, it's not finished yet.
Before we talk
Masters. But it kind of is.
Basically, last I checked, Akshay had a 6-shot lead.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, he started on a heater today. So, looks like he's going to win. And that last invite to Augusta. So, shout out Akshay. And I really hope this doesn't come back to bite us.
Well, I haven't said anything.
How about Ludvig breaking his driver, still driving the green?
That's crazy.
Still my prediction to be top five in the world rankings by the end of the year. He's climbing.
I have also done that before, not with a driver, but with a hybrid. I broke a hybrid off a tee shot and also drove a green. So,
was it a par four or a par three?
It was a par four.
What par four is this?
Are you driving with a hybrid?
Red four.
Wow.
From the gold tees?
White tees.
Yeah.
Oh, he is up six right now. You are correct. I just turned on the coverage.
Yeah, I had the coverage on next to me, but it's like I'm not even going to waste the energy at this point.
Should we check on Live Golf Miami?
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk louder while we talk about it, because golf
but louder. Music.
Golf but
louder. Some music in the background.
Golf but louder.
Let's check on golf but louder.
Legion 13 is in the lead.
Yep.
Who? That's
screw
the new
those
team.
Guys. Screw
three
those guys.
Three-way tie at the top individually. Sergio, Tyrrell Hatton, and Dean Burmester.
Yeah, the Burmester.
Dean.
Range Goat's in the top three. They're looking for a podium position.
Bringing up the rear, we've got Anthony Kim. 16 over par.
That's
tough. Ooh. This course just doesn't fit him.
I'll go things you hate to see for 500, Alex.
Brooks is having another terrible day. Geez, not looking in terrible form heading into Augusta. I don't like that.
Also, I was going to say I'm not concerned about it, but he did just switch putters. I'm not going to lie. I am slightly concerned about Brooks.
Yeah, but I kind of like it, kind of don't, because I'm a mallet guy. But if he's switching putters six days before he goes to Augusta, I don't like that. So,
and I don't know if it was a spider. I don't know if he just switched.
Got a Cameron Phantom.
Well, yeah, he's screwed. It's like a Justin Thomas, Max Homa sort of gun putter, I think.
Oh, so two guys that can't putt.
Yeah. Max Homa was actually like sixth in putting last year on tour. So,
and Justin Thomas is like last. So averages out to middle of the field.
Yeah, there we go. Augusta National Women's Am. Anyone see this yesterday? Final round.
I watched zero of it.
It was pretty sick. So, Bailey Shoemaker, who is apparently a college freshman for, I don't know what school. I should probably know that. She started the day at one under, I think like four shots back. And she shot the lowest round ever at Augusta in this tournament. She shot a 66 to post the clubhouse lead when the leaders had quite a few holes left. Let's see, Florida State Seminole, Lottie Woad. She's British. She was, I think she's a sophomore. She was in the final group. She started the day with the lead, made a couple mistakes, but with four holes left, she was at five under. She was two shots back. She made like a 12 footer for birdie on 15, made like another one on the same length on 17, another one similar length on 18, birdied three of the last four to win by one. It was pretty sick.
Bailey Shoemaker is at USC, by the way.
Thank you.
Yep.
So yeah, she was looking to be in pretty prime position, especially with, you know, the leader two back with four holes left, but that was a pretty iconic finish there. So
one would say that's onions down the finish.
Is there a reason that this tournament isn't just at Augusta National all 3 days?
That's just, I don't know. It's kind of
like it's really tough for me to be like, ooh, Augusta National Women's Am, let's go. Like, we're, you know, Augusta's doing all this great event for the women's game. And the first 2 days are at some nearby Muni or whatever. And then they bring it to Augusta for one day.
Yeah.
It's tough for me to like see that as like a championing for the women's game if they're just going to bring over there for like one token day.
You have to make the cut to play at Augusta. So like if you don't if you're not, I think, top 30 after the first two rounds, you don't play the third round at Augusta. But everybody gets to play a practice round. So it's weird. They do the first two rounds. It was Wednesday and Thursday. No. Yeah.
And then Friday is just nothing. And right?
Friday is the practice round day. So that day, everybody plays a practice round at Augusta, whether or not they made the cut. And then
it feels like Augusta is like, all right, we're going to do something that gives us a nice little PR boost for women's golf. Let's do this tournament. Let's have one day where of the 3 day or 4 day tournament, we're going to have like a third of the field play our course. And it's going to be called the Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I don't know, 16% of the tournament is played at Augusta.
They're just the title sponsor. Like, it's not like we're playing the Valero Texas Open at the Valero headquarters. No, we're playing it at.
That's fair. No, they could. I mean, they can do that. They can pay for that sponsorship or that title, whatever. But it's just, I don't know. I guess that's a beef I should have put in.
Also, another interesting like factor there is that whoever has the lead going into the third round to sleep on the lead for 2 days rather than just one. So shout out to Lottie for holding that 36 hole lead, having to sleep on it two nights.
I also love that they call slow play penalties at Augusta in this event.
Yeah. Not at Augusta.
They don't call them in the Masters.
Anna Davis.
For that. What's that? What was that? That like 14-year-old way back got a slow play penalty.
Oh, Tiang Ling Guan.
Yeah, he got one.
Dude, that guy was a legend.
That was tough.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's probably doing his mandatory military service or working in some sort of sweatshop. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Two great options.
Yeah, so the champion from 2 years ago, Anna Davis, was penalized for slow play in the second round, I think, and she ended up missing the cut by one. So you hate to see that.
Play faster.
And apparently last year she was penalized also, but it was for playing the ball up in the rough. So it was like apparently lift clean in place in the fairways, but she thought it was in the rough too. So she, I think, did a preferred lie in the rough, and it's like, not great. All right.
So he played at the University of Arizona for a little bit, but
we're still on there.
Dude, I want to know what's going on with Guan Tiang Lang.
All right. I'm on to the Masters. What about you guys?
Well, he was in the Masters.
I've been on the Masters.
All right. We're just going to go around the horn here. So first question I just had is, what is it about the Masters? That's it. What is it about the Masters that makes it what it is for you personally?
Time of year kicks off the golf season. And then the perpetuated elegance of Augusta National as the host golf course. Those two things, really.
It's I concur with the time of year. Like, it kind of is the segue from the winter golf season to the actual golf season in the northern states. But also it's like I don't know what to call it, the openness or the availability of it. Like, I just remember sitting in school, you could have the Masters live coverage up, just watching the coverage on your school computer. I may have had some excused absences to watch the Masters a couple times. It's just great to watch.
I had a perennial, like, low-grade fever in second week of April. Happened a couple times in high school.
Spring allergies will hit you hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even making this up. Like, twice in a row, I think I had a fever that was like, you can definitely justify not going to school, but it wasn't enough to where you like weren't feeling good. So it was like
99.6 instead of 98.6.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Also, the only major that is at the same course every year.
And the course is gorgeous.
So you just, you know, by definition have a pretty, pretty astounding amount of iconic moments at the course.
Yeah, you're right though, Jenks. It's like the greatest website of all time.
Oh, it's like, so nice.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's when tournaments are around, you can watch range all day. They got Amen Corner on. Yeah, they just do a great job.
Vern Lundquist on the 16th. Like,
this is his last year, by the way.
It's a big rip.
I mean, the rest of the majors are starting, they're trying to catch up, but Augusta has been ahead of them for a long, long time. All of the different options for live coverage that they've had, even going back 10 plus years. The only thing that's not great is that the actual TV coverage doesn't start till 3 Eastern.
Yeah.
But
gotta get ESPN Plus.
Sure.
It's all right.
Ooh, no way.
ESPN is. Does ESPN have Masters coverage before that?
Oh, ESPN Plus has all the
the PGA Tour Live,
Amen Corner, 15 and 16 featured groups. Oh. Like, has all that.
Oh, well, that's just what's been on the Masters website too.
Yeah, that's on. Yeah, that's
on. Yeah.
I would echo a lot of what you guys said. It's just the whole aesthetic of it, and yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the year, all the history that's at the course, like, you know, Jack winning there 6 times, Arnie 4, Tiger 5. All of the, I guess, pageantry that goes along with it, like the champions dinner, the green jacket ceremony, Butler Cabin, Jim Nance, all the azaleas, the course just looks incredible. I would say,
it is,
yeah, nostalgia, also, all of it.
It's also like the only tournament where we don't have to deal with shitty commercials the entire time. Like, you know, we actually get to watch more golf than commercials for this event. So it's nice.
Yeah. I like how intimate fans are with the course. Like, kind of
with each other on the course.
Like, exactly.
Some tried to get really intimate with the tree on 17 last year.
Look out. Well. They'll crush you.
Yeah, facts. I forgot about that.
No, but like everyone knows the course so well, and like when I'm watching a guy play, I don't know, any hole at the John Deere, I'm like, I don't even know what this guy's trying to do on this hole. He's like, oh, I hope he hits it close to the hole. But when you watch somebody tee off on 13 at Augusta, you can know the strategy of the hole, and you kind of know what guys are going to try to do, and it's a wonderful test of professional golf, and it's more fun to watch them play a hole like 12 that you know what can happen to a guy. You're like, well, man, this could really get you. Or 11, it's like, well, do they go for the green here? Do they lay up? And you, I don't know. You just don't have that much with any other course.
I take away from that is you watch the John Deere.
Yeah.
You don't?
It's the history behind major. It. Like you, when you have an open at the old course, or if you have a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach or at Oakmont, like there's just so much history there that gets brought up. The thing with the Masters is that history repeats itself every year. So like there's always more being added to it.
But yeah, I agree. But even that's like, I imagine when I watch people play Pebble and I'm just like, well, they're just trying to hit it in the middle of the fairway here and trying to get close to the hole. But there's something about Augusta where it's, you know, the tee shot on 15, did he hit far enough right to where he can go for the green? Does he want to go for the green here in this situation? 18's tee shot's insane, you know, come down the stretch. It's, there's so many fun shots to watch.
The slope on 16 is iconic. Like on Sunday. Yep. Like it's
Sunday.
Like, that's iconic.
Yeah. See, I mean, there's just so much like that.
You know, slope on 15, also iconic.
Do you go for it on 13 based on your tee shot? Your tee shot on 2, can you run down 8? Can you carry the bunker? I mean, there's just so many great shots that you know to look for.
2 is a little different this year. They lengthened it too.
It did lengthen 2. Is that the only one? That's the only thing I've seen any new tee boxes for, but I don't know.
I think for this year, yeah. Because they extended 13 last year.
They did
5 a few years ago. So I think it was just 2 this year.
Man.
How long is the course now? Got to be like 77 or something.
70.
Probably 75, 76 is my guess. Yeah, but
it'd be longer.
Favorite hole.
Ooh.
15. I'm going to claim 15.
All right.
You suck.
Good one. It's a good one.
Isn't there a category for underrated holes on here too? Yeah, there is. So I'm not going to pick that one. Cause that's more of my underrated hole. My favorite hole. Shoot. Come back to me.
Okay. Noah.
I don't know, man. Maybe I like, man.
Can I pick? I'm gonna 2? Say 13.
Probably not. Yeah.
See, I didn't want to pick an amen corner, so I'm gonna go 7. I like 7.
Wow.
Yeah, 7 is one of my favorites, and I was gonna use it as underrated, but I have another hole that I think is also underrated.
I'll take. Favorite hole. I'll take, gosh, dude. Probably 11.
All right. What about 11?
It's like the only hole that I see on tour where pros are consistently laying up their approach shot on a par 4.
Yeah, that's true.
Consistently might be a strong word, but.
Yeah. Well, they're that second shot is always so, they're so guarded about it. Like they're always like, they're very content with missing the green, like 10 yards, right?
Yeah.
Well,
they're playing conservative. They're not laying up. Laying up would be like hitting it to 75 yards and trying to get on.
Well, we got different definitions of laying up.
Tron Carter would disagree because there's no laying up.
Yeah. Fair.
I got a good underrated hole though.
What was that one?
I do as well.
I think 3 is very underrated.
It's a good one.
Okay. I don't like 3. If there was a category for least favorite hole, mine's 3.
No.
Because
why?
Either make it a drivable par 4 or don't.
Really?
It's on the border of drivable right now.
Yeah.
Guys are hitting drive and they're like 30 yards off. Just shorten it. And I know on one of the days they maybe do bring it up. I don't remember if they do or don't, but make it a drivable par 4. Make it like 325.
Or it's like make it a little bit wider in the layup zone off the tee and narrower up near the green. Because right now it's like you take driver, you just bomb it over those bunkers. So you have a lot more room for the tee shot. It can leave an awkward yardage depending on where the flag is. But like if you lay back, I feel like you almost have to lay way back because of that group of bunkers.
I don't know. I feel like
it makes it fairly narrow.
Like make it more like watching 10 at Riv. 10 at Riv is awesome. It's drivable. And it's like there's a very clear like risk even hitting it near the greens. It's so difficult up there. Make it like that. That's why I love and I love 10 because it's if you hit a really, really good tee shot, you could have a good chance at eagle. But that shot is so hard to hit.
So if 3 was shorter, you'd like it more if you could get it on yes. 1.
Yes.
Rather than you're just thinking about your approach shot. Like I don't mind the fact that it's like, well, if I hit driver, now I have a weird little 40-yard flip up this green where yeah. maybe
and I'm just the guy who likes drivable par fours, so that's my bias here. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's so much different than every other par four on the course.
True.
It is. So it makes it a great course.
My underrated hole is 6.
That's a good one.
I feel like the par threes on the back nine steal a lot of the show for the par threes, but 6, I mean, is an amazing hole. Especially you get that back pin location, people going long, getting in trouble.
Yeah, there's some awesome pins on that green.
Crazy even how the small the target pin. Is when the pin is back right.
It is amazing. You have
no room up there at all. I would say like I'm thinking I want to say 10 because I didn't say 10 for my favorite hole, but I feel like that one isn't really underrated. 10 is just a fantastic par four. But for underrated, I'm going to say 1. I like 1.
Yeah.
Like a pretty tough opening tee shot where you can very, very easily make a bogey, but does reward good shots too. I think it's like, I don't know. I think it's a really, really good opening hole.
True.
I don't want to have an underrated hole because I vented too much on hole 3.
Can we have an overrated
hole? An overrated hole.
Yeah.
I'm subbing my underrated hole for an overrated hole.
Can I add in an overrated hole too?
Be careful.
Hole 5.
I'm not a huge fan of 5.
I don't like hole 5. I think 5 is just a very meh hole.
Well,
I don't mind it.
It's very hard. The birdie
there is gaining like a stroke and a half on the field.
It is very difficult, which is great. But like, I mean, the tee shot is just kind of boring. Like the second shot's just kind of boring. Like it's not like, a fun hole to watch coverage on.
Like I wouldn't mind if the green was a little bit less severe, just because of how far their approach shots are coming in from usually. But I like it how it is too. So it's not something I'm too passionate about, I guess. There was something else I was
going to. Can I interrupt quickly for one thing that's not Masters related, but I saw this on Twitter and I have to bring it up.
Yeah.
So Monday Q, one of my favorite accounts, shared about Tyler Brand from Dartmouth. I don't know. He's in some college tournament this weekend. His first two rounds of the event were 84-61.
Oh.
He went 84 yesterday or whatever, or Friday maybe, 61 yesterday. And then, I don't know if he just posted an update for today. Apparently during the third round, he had to withdraw after getting distracted, walking into a tree and giving himself a concussion.
What?
That's the update. So that's probably the most roller coaster tournament of all time for any player.
84-61
concussion WD.
I was like, what do you do with your third round to make that story even better? But he did it. He figured out a way.
Yeah. That reminds us of like back when we were in high school and all of the sports you had to like do like concussion testing, like in case you did have a head injury. So then you could compare like how you scored on the test to a baseline. And we were like, dude, why do we have to do this for golf? This is so stupid. And then Drew gets hit in the face with a golf ball. And then I think it was like a year or two before me, there was a guy on our team that was getting a ride out to a hole like for a shotgun start, and he fell off and got a concussion.
No.
So, couple head injuries didn't happen. Take off, and here's another one. So
walking into a tree is awesome.
So, anyway, didn't want to hijack the conversation because we're on the Masters, but that is just, I couldn't see that and not share it with this particular audience here.
That's pretty good.
WD, dude.
That's pretty good. I also have just thought of something I want to go back. Talking about what makes the Masters great, the par three contest.
Yeah.
Like the Wednesday par three contest is just amazing.
It's just everything about the tournament.
I'm just looking forward to live from the Masters this week.
Randall Shambles.
He's like, every now and again, he's like insufferable, but like, let's say majority of the time, he's like,
no, really, I like him. I like him
too. Okay, and I feel like there was something else I was going to add on there before our $10 for concessions, but I can't remember what it is, so I say we just do that now.
So, I like it. Dude, how about how cheap this is? Granted, it's probably because getting those tickets is like...
Oh, my browser crashed, imagine.
Possible. I'll start. I got my picks here. So it's $10, right? So there's a couple options. If I'm going to be a beer drinker that day, I'll get a $5 domestic beer, and then I'll go with a classic chicken sandwich and a pimento cheese. That puts me at $9.50.
Okay, so you're going one beer
for $5, and then
you're doing an import, not a domestic.
Correct.
Wow. Using half of it on a beer is crazy.
Yeah, that is
crazy. Now, again, if I'm going to drink beer. Now, if I'm not, I'll get me a bottle of water for $2.
That is crazy.
And then, then I go with maybe a couple of pimento cheeses and a classic chicken sandwich.
There's so many good things out here.
I know. It's crazy.
Pork barbecue, too.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
I don't know.
Okay, so.
All right.
Go ahead. I still got to think about this, actually.
So I'm showing up early, early, early. I'm going sausage biscuit right off the bat, getting a little breakfast, start the day off strong. I will go with didn't they used to have sports drink on there? Was that not a drink?
Well, see, your mistake is that you're not getting breakfast beforehand. You got this $10 budget. You got to get breakfast before you show up.
I want the sausage biscuit.
I've heard the biscuits are good, though. So
I will go sausage biscuit. I will go with a soft drink, Coca-Cola. So that takes me to $3. I will go one egg salad, one pimento cheese, takes me to $6.
Those are so cheap.
I will go with a bottled water for later in the day to take me to $8, and I will finish off the day with a Georgia peach ice cream sandwich for my $10.
Yeah, hot take for Drew not getting a Georgia peach ice cream sandwich.
I'm not a dessert guy.
That's not Drew's thing. That didn't shock me at all. Really? But like, I feel like the Georgia peach ice cream sandwich has to be on my list somehow.
Yeah, you gotta.
So I will. That's tough. So I don't know if I want to use $150 on a breakfast. I've heard the chicken biscuit is it, but you know what? Whatever. I'll do a chicken biscuit. I'll do a pimento cheese. So that has me at $3. So I have about $5 to play with because I know I'm getting the ice cream sandwich later. So I had a chicken biscuit and a pimento cheese. I'm going to do a barbecue and an iced tea. So I think that has me at $9.50. Yeah. So
yum.
And I guess I saved two quarters.
Yeah, nice. A couple of gumballs on your way out.
Maybe a phone call at the payphone. My last 50 cents is for a phone a friend.
Call Rachel and tell her about the food you just ate.
Exactly.
Or you could find someone else with 50 cents. You get some crackers or some peanuts.
Another possibility.
Wow. All right. I've got this mapped out. $10. I get a master's blend, fresh brewed coffee, and a blueberry muffin to start off the day. That's what I always, that's if I could just have a breakfast any day, that's what it would be. And then for lunch, I go barbecue and iced tea. Nick, great. That's such a good call. Great call. And then I go back for a blueberry muffin after lunch. And then a Georgia peach ice cream sandwich. And that's 10 even.
That's a wild.
Was two muffins necessary?
That is a wild.
Would get more if I could, but because they're only a dollar.
Yeah, they're only a dollar, but it's also... Like, are the Augusta blueberry muffins like that much better than other ones? Like, I feel like there's a lot of Masters specials that you left on the table there. But
I feel like the barbecue just slaps. Like that has to be there. You can't pick two muffins over a barbecue sandwich.
No, I got a barbecue.
Oh, you did? Okay,
I must have missed.
I have my cake and I'm eating it too.
Good point.
It's just an insane.
Yeah. So coffee muffin for breakfast. Barbecue iced tea for lunch. Muffin again. Ice cream sandwich.
So unnecessary. But I guess what else do you do with that extra dollar?
Yeah. I'd have to probably get the muffin at the beginning of the day and just
chips. Yeah, chips. Would you rather barbecue chips are good?
Rather a chips or a muffin?
Chips. Because you already had the muffin.
Crazy. Well, I want another one.
Fair. Well, that was fun.
That's a good menu.
All right, let's throw out a couple players who, whether it's because they have no form and we're curious how they play, or they're Scotty Scheffler and they're going to win, who are you curious about going into the Masters?
Will Victor Zalatoris.
I like that.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Victor Hovland.
Yeah. A couple big game hunters.
Let's elaborate on Will for a second.
Well, I know his strokes gained at Augusta. Granted, he's been there like three times, but his strokes gained at Augusta is awesome. And the putter seemed to help.
Lab putter, the new putter.
The lab putter seemed to help things a little bit earlier this year, and now he's kind of back in a slump. But he tends to putt well in big events, so I think that's a name to watch for.
Love that. All right, Victor, why?
Just because he had some good, like he had some really good success last year. Looked good at the Masters, really was in contention throughout the entire tournament until the very last day. In contention at the PGA last year. So just seeing if he can kind of carry that major momentum over to this year. Also, he got a couple wins last year, so that's kind of built up some of that momentum. And I feel like he's been a little bit quiet to start the season this year. Like he's been up there a couple times, but like hasn't really been making any noise. So seeing if maybe this can be the coming out party for Crown Vic.
That is kind of one of the stories this year, is how many of the top players don't have very good form going into the Masters. It's basically Scotty and then Wyndham Clark. Like, who else has a lot of really good form, like, of some of the top players coming into the tournament?
Xander.
It's really a great question.
I think Xander, yes. I would, like... Honestly, Sharpie Xander in for a top 10. Like, is he going to win? No. But I think Xander will be in the mix. Like, I would feel very, very good about that.
Rory has had some pretty decent form. Hasn't translated into wins, but he's been up towards the top of the leaderboard, and now he's allegedly working with Butch Hartman. So.
Well, if by alleged you mean Rory said it himself.
Yes.
allegedly by the source.
I just saw something that someone said it was just a fake news. So
yeah,
we're kind of forgetting Rombo being over on LIV. Like, we don't really know what his true form is. It's kind of like the same as the Brooks Koepka story from last year.
Yeah, but I heard Legion 13 is leading, so
they are.
Rombo must be.
I'm just kind of looking at the like the top 10 in the data golf rankings. So like Ludwig is up there.
I'm very curious to see how he plays.
Morikawa is actually up there, even though he's kind of been the same as Victor. Like,
it's just the same story for Colin is like budding. Yeah. He's had a couple decent showings at Augusta, though, Colin.
And Joaquin Neiman up there, too. He's had some outstanding form on LIV. What is he at, 3 wins?
Well, he had, I don't know if it's, maybe he's won one LIV event this year, but he also won like a couple events in Australia. Or he had some wins like towards the end of the season last year, I think.
He won LIV Jeddah in March, won LIV Mayakoba in early February, won the ISPS Australian Open.
There we go. In that's what December. I was thinking.
And then he has a third place at the International Series Oman on the Asian Tour. So
I got another name for you.
T4 at Dubai.
I got another name. Finished, I think, pretty high at last year's tournament as well. Sahith Thigala.
I like Sahith for Augusta.
Since the Phoenix Open, 5th, T37, 6th, 9th, T28. And played well last year at this tournament. So,
yeah,
I like that a lot. The only, like, I really, really like Wyndham Clark too. Like, the only thing that makes me hesitate is just the fact that this is his first Masters, but like his form is, you know, as good as anybody in the world not named Scottie Scheffler.
I'm not going to say his form isn't great, but he's had some bumps. I wouldn't say he's been as consistent as Scotty. He won the Pebble Beach, T41 at Phoenix, miscut at the Genesis back in February. And then
back runner ups.
Most recent event, the Children's Houston or the Texas Houston Open, T31 there.
Yeah.
So
I'm just very curious to see how Brooks plays, to see if he really, like, because last year coming into the event, he had won like the LIV event the week before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he had some form to go off of, but this year it doesn't appear he really does. So I'm curious to see if he really can flip the switch for a major, or if, you know, the form coming into it is gonna, I guess, show something.
His best LIV finish this year is T5, and that was the first event at Mayakoba. Then he went T12, T12, 28th, and whatever he's doing this week.
This week's going to be his worst of the year.
Tiger. How do we feel about Tiger?
Great.
Miscut.
It's just going to be interesting to see with Tiger. I mean, hasn't played a whole lot. What did he play? Yeah. Did he play at RIV, or what did he play this year?
He attempted to. He made it 6 holes and then withdrew.
Oh, yeah. Bonus. That's when he... the Chick-fil-A caught up to him, or the, no, it was the In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Which also got Patrick Cantlay.
Worth it though.
I want to mention one more name. And it's a name we've already mentioned on this episode. If Akshay is able to win today, gets himself in the Masters, you want to talk about form? This guy has been like the definition of hit or miss this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's either missing the cut or he's top 20.
It's either top 20 or miss the cut.
Weekend golfer.
And Golf Digest just, you know, put a whole, probably like a 10 to 15 minute video, I forget exactly what it was, a few days ago, explaining how left-handers have an advantage at Augusta. Now, I think some of it they probably took a little bit too far, but I think there is something to it. And that was the thing I was going to possibly throw in there is like, what do you guys make of the supposed lefty advantage at Augusta? Like, Well, that makes you.
Yeah. I mean, we're not even talking about Phil Mickelson. He's in great form.
True.
Yeah.
Black Flyers.
I'm kidding.
He's, but he wasn't last year, and he somehow got second place.
Dude, the feelings I was feeling when I was watching him soar up the leaderboard, I've never been more confused in my life. When he shot that, was it 65 the last day last year?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, that was weird. And just like, just the look of him, like, looking, you know, really
thin. Stupid High Flyers logo.
Yeah, he's got High Flyers logos on. He was wearing a t-shirt under a pullover at Augusta. Like, it was just, it was all very strange. But made for good TV. Like, how confident are we that, like, Patrick Cantlay is not going to be a factor in this tournament?
I think Patrick Cantlay will be a factor because he always finds a way to get his name up there in the big tournaments.
Yeah, doesn't he? Especially Augusta.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
I feel like he's always, like, towards the top of the leaderboard in the majors and in the playoffs, but just can't win.
See, I feel like I've been picking Cantlay in my Masters fantasy, and then he, like, shoots 8 over and misses the cut.
He's always good at Augusta.
Well, because last year we talked about his slow play issues. That was a big conversation of last year's Masters. Oh,
yeah, he actually was in the mix last year. That you say that. I forgot about that.
So he was T33 at the Open, T14 at the U.S. Open, T9 at the PGA, T14 at the Masters. Has only missed one cut in a major the last 2 years. He missed the cut at the 2022 PGA. Missed the cut at the 2021 Masters. That's his only missed cut at the Masters.
That must have been when I had him for fantasy. It just seems like him and Xander both, like, they, I don't know, they're just not, like, they haven't had, like, the ability to close that you would hope to see, but also maybe our expectations are too high seeing, you know, guys like Scotty winning a lot. I don't know. Not even that Scotty closes out every tournament he's in the mix, but I feel like Xander and Pat have been underwhelming in the majors, is what I'm saying.
I do kind of stand by that. Like, I feel like Xander should have 2 or 3 majors at this point.
Speaking of underwhelming in the majors, is Max Homa going to contend in a major finally?
Kind of get into that time where he needs to, otherwise that's just going to be who he is. He's going to get the Tony Finau or the Xander Schauffele treatment for the rest of his career. Ricky Fowler, same thing.
But at least, like, those guys have been in the mix at majors. Like, Homa really has not ever even threatened in a major.
Like, yeah, I think, but to me, that doesn't even really matter. Like, to me, it's either win one, and I don't care if you contend a little bit. I mean, you look back in 20 years, you look back at this, nobody's going to care if Homa best finish was T30 or he finished runner up a few times.
So do you think the fact that Jack Nicklaus has more runners up than victories in majors, like, do you think that adds to his major championship career, or do you think that's irrelevant?
Because I think it adds, but also I just think the skill level and competition level back then was so different that, like, I don't think a runner up back then is nearly what it is now.
So you'd think it would mean more now for, like, a player to have a really high finish in a major.
Yeah. But I mean, on the grand scheme of things, major wins is really all anybody talks about or cares about. If you look at someone's legacy in golf, so to speak.
Yeah, it's just disappointing. He's been one of the top players on the PGA Tour for a few years now, and it just hasn't translated to the 4 big ones. And I want to see Max Homa in the mix. Like, I think when, like, in the moment, like, I think he's fairly clutch, like we saw at the Ryder Cup when he had to make that 7-foot putt to not lose, to, you know, keep it going for another hour or so.
I don't think it's a clutch thing, or I don't know. Well, I think he's due for it to happen. Not saying win one, but, you know, be up there.
I want to go back to our beginning of the year. We made our predictions, me, Nick, and Drew did back in January. So let's see how you guys feel about your prediction that you made. Drew, Do you remember who you predicted to win the Masters back in January?
I am pretty confident I said Brooks.
You did say Brooks?
Yeah.
Nick, do you remember who you said?
I said Mr. Sunday himself, Jay Sunday.
You said Jason Day, and I said Rory.
I feel pretty good about Jason Day, and I haven't even mentioned him yet. But
Jay Sunday.
I think Jason Day is fantastic value here.
Plus 4,600. Scotty at plus 500 is awesome.
Yeah, that actually is good value.
Yeah. Rory at plus 1,000, I think, is awful.
Yeah, that's just
garbage. I saw him at like money. Plus 750. Yeah, I agree.
JT at 28 is awful, too.
Yeah. I saw a meme. It was like, so if you don't know quite how sports betting works, like if you were to bet, you know, so it's because Rory's Masters odds are such and such. Like if you were to bet $80 on Rory, you would lose $80 or something.
No, it's so great. It's.
What about this guy?
No.
He's a lefty. Lefty.
The Harman.
What about Shane Lowry, Cameron? Like all kind of, I like a lot of these guys in the actually. Yeah.
Sam Burns.
Plus 4,600.
Until Bryson does anything noteworthy at Augusta.
Not Bryson.
Yeah, I think of that plus 45. That plus 4,600 crew, I think Cameron Young. I think that's who I would pick.
I'd be curious to see what Young's like top 10 odds are, because I like that. Shane Lowry, yeah. I could see Shane Lowry winning the Masters. Fleetwood is pretty low. I think Reed is great value down there, actually.
He is great value brand.
Put your Four Aces jerseys on, baby.
Jake Knapp above Phil Mickelson.
The fact that Ricky has the same odds as Jake Knapp kind of makes me sick.
Well, Ricky is
Sergio.
Terrific golf.
That's Sergio. What I mean. That's good. That's good value for Sergio. He's, I mean, again, as someone who loosely follows Liv, he's been up he's been competing pretty well out there. He's in contention this week.
For whatever I like that. Keegan Bradley, I kind of like that, except for the fact that he's never played well at Augusta. So maybe I don't like that now that I say that.
With the septic tank at plus 19,000.
The septic tank.
Are you a shotgun start listener? Noah?
Am I? Oh, is that what they call him? I just heard that through the grapevine. I think it's funny. Oh.
Siwoo Kim at plus 19,000. I think that's really good. Interesting.
That is if Augusta National lets him on the property and his Lululemon. They might think it's sweatpants, so they might not let him on.
You're thinking of Minwoo Lee. Siwoo Kim's with Bad Birdie now.
You are 100% right. They might not let him on the property either.
Siwoo shaking that, you know?
I think if I'm betting on anyone, I'm betting on Jasper Stubbs.
Zach Johnson.
Plus 100,000.
Lucas Glover, big, is that a little bit a disrespectful?
Payday. No.
EVR?
No. Nick, can you tell me what Dylan Fratelli's odds are?
Zero.
Yeah, that's what I
thought. Well, what would that be? Plus infinite?
Pile of shit.
Has he played? He's played in the Masters then, hasn't he? He had to have if he won a John Deere.
Sure, that went well for him.
Probably with Drew because the course is too
always
hard.
Good. Should
someday
we?
Someday I'll find out about what this beef is with Dylan Fratelli.
What?
Do we get into the backstory with the Dylan Fratelli?
No, we don't. Or? I don't even want to know right now.
Yeah, you don't have to know right now.
So let's get these teams drafted. What was I just going to do?
He did finish T5 at the Masters in 2020.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that doesn't count, though. Fake Masters. That's the fake Masters.
All right. Noah, I'm going to send you Drew's number.
Yeah, that'd be great.
605. I'm just kidding.
That is the area code.
Anybody can look up the area
code. 605-868.
Oh my. DJ's number is 32. I'm just seeing that you sent me.
Magic/Dustin Johnson. iconic number 32 basketball jerseys.
Oh, are you also saying that he has AIDS?
Random numbers.
I didn't say that. You did.
All right. So all of you guys are going to pick the number between 1 and 100. I'll go first so it seems like it's not rigged.
This does still seem like it's rigged.
It is like it's more rigged if you go first. Yeah.
Well, I feel like if I go first, you guys can block me out. Like someone could go right above, someone could go right under, because I'm going to do a random number generator.
Yeah.
Why don't we all just right on? Let's just send you all of our. Let's just all send you a number. Text you a number.
All right. Or let's pick a number before you randomly generate it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's what we would do, Noah. Thank you.
Well, I thought he was going to generate it and then win.
I have my number in my head already. So
what's it between?
1 and 100.
Yeah, I got my number.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is just to show you guys, man.
Are we gonna say our numbers?
No, just text me.
Why do I have to text you my number?
So there's no cheating. Jaden.
So, and the picking order is just going to be in order of whoever was closest. So, all right. So I just texted Jaden back just to show him that.
That's verified.
All right. I have one from three of you. Noah texted me. Oh, he did.
I did.
All right.
Was there anyone that doubled up?
I did with invisible ink, so nobody can see what it was.
Yeah, I saw it, though. All right. So our number is 81. So
I'm close.
Drew will be picking first.
I should have picked 69. Dang it.
I get to pick first? Let's call me.
Yep. Jenks picks second. I pick third. Ooh. And Noah is fourth.
What? What did
Drew,
you guys pick?
Drew, what was How your number? How am I fourth?
I was 95.
Jang, what, yours was 58?
I did 58.
I was 16, and Noah was 1.
really went all in on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually works.
So we're doing, what are we doing here?
So we've got five players, right?
Is it five in the fantasy? I haven't even
looked. Oh, there's a tiebreak. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, four, and then pick how many
birdies. Four, and then the tiebreaker is how many. Oh, this one says how many pars.
Oh, it's new.
So this is
easy birdies.
We're doing our fantasy picks.
So a past champ, an American, international player, and a wild card, which can be any of those, right?
But we're not picking the same person.
Is that we cannot repeat.
I'm going to make an executive decision. We're not going to do it through the Masters app for right now, because I'll probably put out like on our socials, like join this if you want to. And so everyone can pick who they want. So we're just going to do the four of us. So it's pick five players. Well, we're doing once someone's off the board, you can't pick them.
We're doing it differently.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Right. Why I'm doing
that? Works. That works.
Because if we're going to do a group with that, I'm going to post out, I want to be able to pick my.
And in terms of winning this pool, if you will, is it just like whoever picks the winner, or is it like prize money total or
total score?
Let's do it high school or college rules. Pick five, score four each day.
I like that.
Jeez. If you have two guys that miss the cut, then you
score four each day.
No. How about no? Just total. Like you just add up the places that they are on the leaderboard.
And lowest
whoever has the smallest total.
I kind of like that.
So that
What's
way, like,
miscut. Well, just like does, 50
does cut
or
equal
something?
Zero?
See that? See, to me, I don't like that, because that like really deflates what winning means. Because like if you get like three guys that are runner up, and you might have two of them, that's I'd rather have that than picking the winner. You know,
prize money is not a bad idea.
I like prize money. Total prize.
I don't mind prize money.
Prize money. All right, let's do prize money.
It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Prize money.
Drew picks first.
Hey, do you think you could like open and share a document, or just go into the document and share it, Jenks?
Why do I have to do it?
because mine's on a different monitor or a different computer, I should say.
So I have to, you want me to go? Okay.
Yeah. And then just share.
It is a snake draft, right? So it's me. And then I don't pick until number eight or whatever.
I'll get two.
Yep.
Can you guys see the screen?
Yeah. It's money.
Okay. 1 second. The hell do you have to graph?
I mean, you don't have to graph it. It's a
4 by 6,
probably. Yeah.
So it's Drew. And then me,
Dre,
and then Nick,
Dr. Drew,
and then John.
Ready? Gemmings.
Well, I'm typing over a steering wheel, so
okay,
a little difficult.
All right, am I on the clock?
Yep.
You're podcasting and driving, Jay?
Yep.
All right.
He's been on the interstate this whole time.
First pick, I'm going to go out on the limb here, be a bold choice. One, Scotty Scheffler.
Okay. Interesting pick.
He's looking like he could peak this week. He's trending.
I think he already peaked, though. That's the...
He's been riding a peak for a while.
1 second, I have to adjust my screen here because I had my research because I have to know who's in the field.
What's up, Lydia?
Look at this photograph.
You can see my background?
Look at this graph.
Look at this.
What can you actually see on my screen?
Two
ways. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, right now it's the...
So you can see my
document.
Masters?
It's the document and, the masters. It's the, yeah. And it's the field.
I just brought up Nick's page of the odds. It's going to hit.
All right. Who picks second? Oh, yeah, it's Jennings. It's right there.
I'm going to go also kind of out on a limb here. A guy who's been in some pretty decent form.
I like it.
Kind of thought I might be able to grab him at eight. Maybe I'm foolish for that.
I mean, that's probably a pretty foolish pick on my part based on who's going to go next.
Nah, he's going to make money, though. He's going to make money.
He picked. Okay, I didn't hear you say
that.
Yeah,
I said Xander.
Oh, okay.
Great radio.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh, I think I'm just going to go with the big man, the defending champ, John Rahm.
All right.
Grumpy J.
Okay. Noah?
We'll take Rory and Akshay.
Sharpie and Akshay right now.
What?
Use a spot.
What if he chokes?
He's got 9 holes
too
left
late.
In a 6
late.
Stroke lead.
What if he chokes?
That's crazy, dog.
That leads down to 4, by the way. We won't say anything more about it.
How many holes left?
Lock me in.
8.
8 to go. He's up 4.
Yeah, probably shouldn't live stream the Golf Channel coverage or the NBC coverage. All right. I'm going to do, will that guy be available? I don't think so. I'm going to go Hideki.
I was actually thinking about him because he's playing well too.
That's what we call him in this household. Because he looks like a buff pigeon, so I'm gonna go with one of these guys at plus 2100. And that is going to be the experience himself, Jordan Spieth.
Oh my. Guy, I think Spieth at 2100 is bad. Value.
Well, guy always plays well at the Masters. I mean, come on.
But I think he'll, yeah, I don't think he's going to miss the cut. So I think for our purposes, for prize money, I think that's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Give me a couple more guys at that 21 spot. Will Zalatoris and Brooks Koepka.
His team is so stacked. Like, those are probably the three guys he'd have even if we weren't picking.
You know what? You're probably right. The board is shaking out in my favor.
I'm just going to take the last guy at plus 2100 then, I guess. And I'll take the crown himself.
Yeah. No surprise there. I like
that one too, dude.
No surprise there.
Also, I should mention this technically gives me an advantage if it's five rounds, an odd number, because in the last round, I'm picking first again. So either should if we want to be completely fair, we should be six rounds or four rounds.
I guess we're adding a sixth round.
We could do six. I'm fine with six.
Let's do it.
High school rules.
Look at me.
Okay, is it me?
Just want to make sure it's fair, right?
It is you, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy, Drew.
All right.
Dr. Drew.
I am integrity. Going to take
the first T, integrity.
I got a few guys I want here. I'm going to grab Ludwig. Jay,
just scroll down to the bottom of the board while he's picking.
give me Ludwig.
A couple guys I'm eyeing here.
Little part of me was hoping Ludwig would get back
Luddy.
To
me.
How do I get the fancy A in here?
All the umlaut.
Is that what it's called? It.
Fix it.
No,
post.
That's German. Is the umlaut?
Like you got to literally Google it and copy paste it in.
Do
I? If it was a Mac, you could. If you just hold down on the A, see if it does that for PC. Or we could move on, one of the two.
Yep. Oh, this is great. This is going to work out nice.
Ah.
You don't know how to right click?
Yeah.
This is.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
This is my computer Reddit. Applications 101.
Stop.
What's going on? It's
going well.
I mean, this is technical difficulty. There we go.
There we go.
Clean.
Can you caps it?
I know. For a second there, I thought it was A.
Oh, it's lowercase. Oh, no.
Son of a.
Oh, no. This is great radio, too.
That's tough.
All right. It's staying that way.
I have two picks.
Bristol Lamprecht and Neil Shipley.
Okay.
Give me.
Danny Willett. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Who do we got down here? We got Mike Weir, Zach Johnson.
Another past champion right here. And right here.
That's true. Bubba is up there. I'll take Matt Fitzpatrick. And I'll do either one, dude. Nice. You want to scroll up just a bit?
Goes up to the 190s.
I'll take DJ. That's who it was. Yeah, DJ. Kind of a dark horse pick.
Magic Dustin Johnson.
Perfect. My brother. My brother DJ.
All right. I'm going to take Jason Day here.
Consistency.
Perfect.
I'm gonna ride a hot hand on the live tour. I'm gonna take Waco.
That's a good pick.
That. I was probably gonna grab him with one of my two picks there.
Fourth round, that's pretty good value there for Waco.
All right. I think there's another name that I think has fallen a little too far. I'm just grabbing the names that you guys forget about. Patrick Cantlay.
I looked at him, but I just can't in good conscience.
And then I'll throw in a...
In good conscience.
I didn't want to hang out with him.
I'm a big DeWalt guy. So, Tony Finau.
That's right. He snaps an ankle. I was trying to avoid having Tony on my team, so I'm glad you picked him.
If he snaps an ankle, he could be good.
He's had a couple good finishes.
You know, this is a guy who odds-wise is...
Now, here's a guy...
Here's a guy. Odds wise is maybe falling a little bit too far. And form wise, I mean, we kind of talked him up on the show a little bit, and I talked him down. I'm gonna take Wyndham Clark.
Dude, that was my next pick.
Shoot. Sniped him.
Yeah. Shoot. I don't like that.
Barrett 50 cal. With Slide right. Hand Pro.
I'm going to grab a guy whose odds are criminally low. Has a good record here at Augusta. Sungjae Im.
Mm.
Sungjae Im.
I was thinking about him with my last pick.
He is him. Give me Cameron Smith. Go Lev. Yeah,
another good one.
Give me Max Homa. Go Twitter.
X.
What's his actual name? It's not Max. It's something else.
Maxwell.
What? Oklahoma. This is just
looked up Max Homa once or twice. John.
John oh, Maxwell his first
Homa. Name is John. It's even better.
John right. Maxwell Homa. All right. I'm between yeah. two guys. These are two absolute X factors here.
Good, I already have the X man though, so that sucks.
Could have a million birdies, could miss the cut. I'm gonna go with gosh dang it, in between two of them here.
The big golfer. Come on, no, you know you want
not,
to.
Not the big golfer. You know what? Screw it. Give me Minwoo Lee.
Wow.
Wait. I have a better nickname for him.
Perfect.
Minwoo Lee. I'm between two guys right here.
I was between like three or four. And I went for the...
I think if I'm going for the all-time vibes, I know who I have to pick.
I think I know who your pick is if you're going by vibes.
I think I know who he's picking too.
Justin Rose.
But there's some... I kind of want to take Jake Knapp, I'm not going to lie.
What?
And Tiger.
That is not what I had
but in mind. I'm going to take Justin Thomas.
Ooh.
The better JT than Justin Tucker.
All right. Sahith Tigala.
JT Poston is the best.
Sahith Tigala.
That's, yeah. That's the other guy I was really going back and forth. All right. Let's few notables to not have been selected.
I'm surprised JT got picked.
Brian Harman.
Let's see. Colin Morikawa. I should not have left him off my team. Let's see. Brian Harman, Shane Lowry,
probably. Cam Young.
Those would be the few I would look at that got
Bryson.
That did not get selected.
Tommy Fleetwood.
But we will.
Ricky we'll check. Snubbed.
Nah.
Guy who finished.
I couldn't top be five feeling much worse about him.
Didn't even get picked.
Couldn't be feeling much worse about Ricky.
Luke this week. List didn't get picked. Unreal.
Snubbed.
I know. He was out hitting range there today, I heard.
Many former champions did not get picked. Danny Willett, Bubba Watson, Charles Schwartzel,
Mike Weir,
Singh,
Mike yeah. Weir, Fred Couples, Jose Maria Olazabal, Zach yeah. Johnson, the people's captain.
Plus 100,000.
ZJ. Dude, you got to put for your last pick there, Jenks. You got to put Jay Tizzle. There we go.
There we go. Now my roster is filled out.
I love my team. This is great. This is
yeah. Awesome. Yours. Yeah. That's. It's not good for the rest of us. You didn't even go with Crown Vic, one of our OG nicknames. But
you're right.
I don't know how I'm feeling about this. Not great. Hopefully it goes better in the app, or hopefully these picks end up making me look really good.
I'm hoping that there's a six-way playoff for the title comes Sunday, and it's between Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Victor Hovland, Joaquin Neiman, Wyndham Clark, and Justin Thomas, to be quite honest.
Six-way playoff would be insane.
Why those guys?
No particular reason.
Yeah.
Well, Good stuff, gents. I guess last thing is just outright winner and winning score.
You're not going to lead off?
What?
You're not going to lead us off?
I'll lead us off. Scotty Scheffler, 16 under par.
Akshay up five, by the way.
Up five now?
Yep.
Feeling better.
That noise you heard was a big sigh of relief from one Noah.
That would
feeling better.
That would truly hurt his prospects going five against six.
That'd be tough. Go for it, Jangs.
I'm gonna go Xander Schauffele 13 under.
I'll go against.
That's a good number.
I'll go against the popular Scotty Scheffler train with my guy Brooks to, you know, kind of buck all the trends about current form. 13 under par, Brooks Koepka.
13's such a good number. This could make me look like a fool or a genius. I'll take Rory already at 14 under.
All right. I mean, I think picking Akshay in the second round has already done that, so I don't think you need to worry about that.
I am a genius.
This is like when we did the foursome of fast food and you did Krispy Kreme.
I stand by
that. Yeah, and he picked like Wingstop in the first round.
Yeah, I stand by both of those picks.
Never had Wingstop ever.
Dude, you should get some. They have it in Minneapolis.
Would you put Wawa on that list now?
No, dude. I mean, close, but no.
All right. That's everything I had, unless any of you had anything to get off your chest.
No.
So excited. It was good to have Drew on. Drew, thanks for
Drew.
Thanks for making great. Stop.
It was optimal because we had Drew, but his camera was off too.
One thing.
I took that off because my internet was very, very inconsistent right away, but now we're good.
I mentioned on last week's show I was going to do a little formal research on my swing weights of my clubs.
Oh, we got to, I guess we got to follow up on this.
So what I came up with is that all of my new irons are C8.
That seems a little bit light. What shafts are them?
They're the AMT S300s blacks.
I feel like those should be at least D1, but.
But I also have 66 gram clubs, Nick. Grips on them, which
maybe slightly heavier than regular. Maybe they are C8. Well, I'm glad you looked into that. When you make it down here, maybe we'll have to measure them on the swing weight machine and see how close your calculations got you.
Well, I might have new grips on them by then, so that would change the swing weight.
Well,
Or I might have new irons by then. Who knows?
Good place to leave it off. Fellas.
Let's go. Masters Week, pleasure. Baby.
Masters Week.
Come on.
I'm sure we will be in touch.
Go, Brooks.